Daniel 7, verses 9 to 14. And let me just explain a little bit what's leading up to these verses. It's Daniel's dream of the four beasts. And the first beast was appeared like a lion, and the second one like a bear, and the third one like a leopard with the four wings and the four heads. And each one devoured the other one. And then the fourth beast was the most terrifying and frightening of them all. And it had large iron teeth, and it crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. And that beast also had 10 horns. And I'm not going to get into all the, what it all means. But then there was another horn that appeared too, and it had the eyes of a man, and it spoke. It had a mouth, and it spoke boastfully. And we're going to pick up there in verse 9 now. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch, because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain, and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. The verses I want to focus on, the first two verses, verses 9 and 10, it describes Almighty God, the Ancient of Days. And that the description there of the white hair on his head was like white, like wool, and his throne was flaming like fire. That description resembles the glorified Christ that is in today's lesson, Revelation. John was talking about that too. But I'm just going to share with you the thought pattern that I had as I was meditating on this passage. Do you ever just feel weighted down with what all is going on in the world? I mean, there's so much evil, there's so much crime and violence. There's broken homes. There's lying and mistrust and deceiving. Bad influences. There's so much hopelessness and despair. There's so much false teaching out there. And some are denying God's existence. Some don't. Some want to take Christ out of Christmas. And they say we can't pray in the public schools. And the list goes on and on. And you know, as well as I do, there's lots of other things. And I was thinking, pondering that, I was wondering, how long will God put up with this? And then, as I looked at these verses again, I got excited, thinking about one day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord of all. And I think that's the reminder. That's what I want to remember. That if we're on God's side, then we're on the winning side. We get an awesome and yet maybe a fearful view of God in this passage. just the gleaming white and the fiery the fire, the river of fire going out before him. And then the multitudes of people, of angels attending to him and waiting on him. And then still more multitudes of people waiting to be judged, standing before him, waiting to be judged. And again, we certainly don't understand all the prophecy and everything that takes place here, but I think the one thing that stood out to me is we do know that God, that one day Satan will be defeated, and it'll be for good. God does give us the victory through him today over sin and over evil, but one day Satan will be completely wiped out, and our Lord Jesus will be exalted and victorious, and his kingdom will reign forever. Why? Because he is Almighty God. He is the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the glorified Christ. Let's pray. God, I thank you for the promise that you have given to us. And I thank you that you do reign and that we can have victory through you. Just want to commit this time this morning to you, our Sunday school time. Be with each teacher as they teach and give them the words to speak and the challenge that we can all take home today. In Jesus' name, amen.